Craig's up for giving us a little chat about the dispersal orders. As I said earlier on, it's like really relevant to this historically, because it seems to me that most of the struggles over public space have been going on for hundreds of years in Bristol, and you know, I kind of think we kind of lost here a little bit, really. But maybe Craig wants to talk about what's going on College Green, which is one that's going on right now. So, hand you over. Or anybody else who wants to talk about the crazy principles.
Okay. Just handouts, just to
oh, wicked. Bill, we've got a job.
Hey!
Go, don't be shy. Right, hi everybody, my name's Craig, for those of you that don't know me. My background started out in a park in St George's. They've got a skate park there. The long and short, about 4 years ago, they were going to knock the skate park down. I'm a BMXer, so I'm really into these spaces, and I went on a mission and raised 40 grand to save the skate park from closure and to build a load of new ramps there. Again, because these spaces are so important, because us older big kids or the young kids, or it's just a space where people can express themselves, rather than, you know, they've got to provide these spaces for people to do stuff with their time, and skate parks are perfect for that because it's a very positive environment. So that's how I first got into open spaces. Now, the whole College Green debate, what a lot of people don't know is that 2 years ago we had £150,000, we had a skate park design, we had art installations all ready to go into Castle Park. It was all approved, everything was good to go. So when it looked like they were going to stop people skating in College Green, I was like, okay, that's fair enough, because they're going to provide an alternate facility. Now, lo and behold, right on the deadline day, we're about to start building. Surprisingly, someone had found an artifact that meant we couldn't go ahead with our project, which, to be honest, is a bit of baloney, really. And then, what, surprise, surprise, 6 months later, there's a proposal for a load of shops to be built in Castle Park. So, yet again, we've unfortunately been stitched up, it seems, really, by not necessarily the council, but the developers. So, as far as I see it, if anyone's going to take away that space to be used by skateboarders or kids to hang out, where is the alternative? You can't take away a space without providing an alternative. So, I think, in short, if they're going to try and insist that people can't skateboard or BMX or even hang out on College Green, let's see the alternative space they've built, provided and paid for already, then you can talk about making people leave that space. So, I think, in short, they've got no argument. And from someone who's been... Basically, I got annoyed at the way things were, so I made a stand. I went on my own, and I managed to raise £40,000. You all can do that. If you're annoyed about something, you all have the power to be able to change it without a shadow of a doubt. Even better still, getting together in groups, you've even got more power to change that. So, but in short, I think on another side, there are some... there are some good developments happening. I've been involved with this Urban Beach project, and the reason I got involved with that was because it's another free space that people can go and hang out on, you know. It doesn't cost anything. People can go there with their kids and chill out, which I think is good. Unfortunately, with these situations, usually they let these projects happen because eventually the land's going to be developed. Yeah. So it's a bit of a short gesture in one respect. But there's another exciting project going on at the Steiner School behind Fresh and Wild at the moment. A cabaret group who were doing cabarets on at the Audi garage. They've now got this building, and the developers have legally let them have it, so they're going to be putting on events there up until January. So again, another good sign that developers are understanding that letting their spaces to creative groups means that they can be used for their potential. But again, unfortunately, a short field gesture, because eventually that'll be developed as well. But I do see that there being a positive change going on at the moment, and I do think the people of Bristol can get their city back and get their spaces back. And we've all got it within us, we've just got to join up and get it on. Thank you all.
I don't know whether I've got a couple of questions. Yeah. I went down on Down Friday, and I was chatting to people on College Green about the actual dispersal order. And just so that everybody knows, I mean, as far as I know, maybe you can correct me, but I don't think it's not apparently targeted against anybody. I mean, any member of the public who goes on to the following areas. It was College Green, Park Street, Anchor Road. It was like about four or five other. It was a huge area, really. It wasn't just College Green that they put the dispersal order on. The dispersal order was meant to last till the end of the summer holidays, which meant it was clearly targeted against younger people. It was like, if more than two people gather on that place, right, more than two people, if you stand on the street with two of you, then you can be moved on by the police, right? And the last thing was, I was talking to people down there, and I said, have they actually tried to enforce this, right? And most of the kids down there said yes, at different times the police have swept through there, moved everybody off. But I went down on Friday, and everybody's back there, so it has kind of failed. But the question is like, why do it then if it's going to fail? And it seems to me that there's a new culture going on, and it reminds me of the 80s, actually. I mean, in the 80s, what they would have done is worded and battered everybody. But now there's a culture of bringing in sort of legal responses to, you know, control the public space. This country's got, you know, was it one video, one CCT camera for every 14 people. We've got, like, control orders coming in over public space. And there's no real explanation of why that was. I mean, I think even the MP, or some MP was going on about it, saying, oh, they should have asked people. Well, you know, okay, he's an MP, he's a bit dumb though, isn't he? Because, like, if they'd gone down there and asked everybody, do you think everyone would go, oh, yeah, that's a good idea? You know, so the MP's response was just vacuous, an idiot, as far as I'm concerned. What he should have said was, like, you know, can they actually do this? Am I actually going to allow people to do this on my city, on this public space? It's not some, you know, and you tell me, why are they doing it on College Green? Why would you want to stop people going onto College Green, our youngsters? It's because, one, it's near Clifton, two, it sits in the historic heart of the city, and there's a lot of tourism. There's a lot of tourism, and they don't want a load of ordinary Bristolians ruining it for the tourists. That's what they don't want there. Now, they're not going to say that, but why haven't they brought it on, you know, Castle Green or somewhere like that? They've chosen this spot because the kids who go down there are ruining it for people who go to Clifton and the tourists, in my opinion. I don't know what you think about that, but what other reason would there be for it?
No, I agree with you 100%. That's clear. It comes out, it's the tourism thing I think is important.
It's a bit of a sort of Parliament Square-esque sort of, we've got this space, you're not coming anywhere near us.
Does anybody know who's actually asked for this? Because I don't know. Whether it was traders or was it
police?
I don't know.
The police.
Just the police.
Police. Yeah. They're using those, you know, those blue shirts, those things. They are the ones who are actually moving people off. I went down to the demo, when they had the demo, on that Saturday, and that's what they're using down there. And there was a wedding party going on by the council house, so I said, when you go move them, so this guy got very shirty. But he does actually, they actually take in names and addresses of the young people if they refuse to move. Yeah. But it is, it says, you know, groups of three people. But he did let three, this one, he did let three girls stay on the green. And because they weren't part of the demonstration, and they were just there chattering, and he kind of just thought,
some of the young women down there were complaining about they'd been harassed by the police, when there were two or three of them hanging about. But just say one other thing about this. I mean, you know, I'm sure Craig might know more about this, but what's been really great is the response of those people down there. I mean, those kids down there have organised their own demonstrations. I think they had one with at least 100 people turned up. They've done e-petitions. They've done it, you know, both ways. They've done it through, like, you know, letter writing effectively, but they've also done it by demonstrating, organising themselves. And what I would say is that, you know, we're coming to the end of the summer holidays, but this is going to happen again. This will happen again, I think, next year. So we should be prepared as a group, you know, people to support them in what they're doing. I think, you know, the police at the moment can say they're just a rabble of kids, but if you've got, you know, adults there as well, then that gives them a lot more respectability.
I think they're the same people who used to kind of, you know, move people who were asking for money, begging off the street, and they were called streetwise, and they used to send letters on for them. And I think it was them, they had a hand in it, and they kind of things started to fall rolling.
Well, I think your point's really good. I think the best thing we could do, I mean, they're doing a lot of work themselves, but they do need, it just helps for them if they've got some adult guidance and some people who've got experience in doing this kind of stuff. So I think the best thing we could do is maybe even give them a bit of a hand, you know?
Yeah, and I think there's some excellent role models here today who should be talking to them.
It's just to get a skateboard.
The grinding was interfering with some of the stuff that's going on there.
Excellent.
With the noise of the kids grinding on their skateboard.
How about the buses?
The service.
Yeah.
That's bloody organ music that comes out.
when it's actually in the winter, it costs about 80 quid a week. I think it's 80 quid a week for the heating for the cathedral.
Well, there you go.
And nobody's in there. You can walk in and look around, but I think it's for tourists. It's 80 quid a week to heat in there.
Well, what they said in the report as well was one time they moved 100 people, no, they caught 100 people taking drugs on College Green. And that's, yeah, that was in the, yeah, that, you know, the. When they mentioned the demo, and they talked about the demo, in the report, they actually said that. But it was 100 people, all taking drugs, all lying out in policy.
Sorry.
Yeah,
what day is that?
You did go for a drink.
Anybody else want to say anything? Bill?
No, I'm fine.
Sorry. Alright.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one very brief thing. I didn't want to steal your thunder, because Brandon Hill. But you talk about green spaces and lungs of Bristol. They're after Castle Park. And I hope most people here are aware of that. And they're lying low a bit, I think, for the summer. But in the winter, they're going to come back. And they started calling Castle Park the end where they want to develop. They want to. They refer it to it as Mary LaPorte. And they are going to build. They're going to take the end of Castle Park and they're naming it Mary LaPorte. That's the bridge, Bristol Bridge end of Castle
that's
Park.
That's where the carriage factory was, the van, correct?
Opposite that.
It's opposite, that's called Castle Park. So it's where that Lloyd's building is, the bank. And I know a lot of skateboarders get up by the church there. And right up into that diagonal path where the cherry trees are, is they've got plans to build yuppie flats and have shops all the way down Wine Street. So they're going to attack Castle Park.
Yeah. We're talking about a bridge as well at one point.
There still is, because they want pedestrian highways from Templemead railway station straight to New Broadmead shopping complex. And so they're just going to divvy it up with cars, and that's why they let the children's area run down, because they just want to dispose of it. They even want to do away with that mound with the wooden hairs on the top of it and all the trees. I think we fought them back on that one, but they're still after it.
Yeah, I just want to say one last couple of things, which is we'll try and put links on the Bristol Radical History Group website to stuff, so you can keep in contact with this Castle Park stuff and the stuff on College Green. Secondly, say thanks to Craig for coming and giving us a chat. Give him a round of applause. And lastly, we're doing another Radical History Week this year, which is going to be called Witches, Pirates and Smugglers. And that's going to be at the end of October, between October the 26th to November the 4th. So there'll be a load of events on. And if anybody's got any ideas for events they want to do around those, it's obviously Halloween, isn't it? So we're doing witches and all that. But if anybody's got any ideas for events, and obviously they could be historical talks, it could be gigs, it could be anything like that, then you should come and talk to us or write to us on the Radical History Week website, because we like to feel that, you know, it's an opportunity for everybody to get involved and do stuff, you know, and it's there to be done. So, anyway, end of October, Radical History Week. So, drink cider and chat.